Something for the Girls.
Your name's not Joe or Davies. You can take the job of any cop who's serving in the Navy. Join the waves, 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 and join the Navy.
Something for the Girls. Another all-star salute to Waves in Navy Blue. In our Navy Spotlight, the Kate Smith Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Kate Smith welcoming you to our special program for the Waves. I've got a few of your favorite songs for you. Ted Collins and Wave reporter Isabel Kane have something nautical on tap. Jack Miller's orchestra's on the beam, Ward Wilson is all agleam, and to get underway with full head of steam, here's Long Ago and Far Away. Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look, and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Say, you know, Kate, ever since you visited the USS Hunter in New York, I've noticed that you're a bit partial to the Waves.
Well, so it seems, Ted. Maybe it's because the Navy has always meant something special to all of us, and Waves are Navy all the way.
Well, according to what Navy officials have to say, Waves are doing better in some jobs than the men did before them. Waves are replacing thousands of men in shore jobs at Navy stations and air bases, and many more are needed. Now, if you want important, exciting work, a chance at a new career, enlist in the Waves. Your nearest Navy recruiting station has the answers to all your questions.
Presenting the Waves Forum of the Air. Participating in our discussion, we have America's favorite radio personality, Kate Smith, the noted producer, announcer, and entrepreneur Ted Collins, and Wave reporter Isabel Kane.
So you see, Mr. Collins, about one wave in every four is placed in naval aviation.
Well, now, that's a very big percentage, Isabel.
Do waves like the type of work?
Very much so, Miss Smith. For most girls, it's something entirely new, much different than anything they've accomplished in civilian life. And, of course, there are plenty of Navy pilots at air bases.
You know, that doesn't hurt. Tell me, what other branches of the waves are popular with the girls?
All branches are, Mr. Collins. And I bet you couldn't guess what's turning out to be a very respected rating.
It wouldn't be cooks and bakers, would it?
Right. Only girls who especially want to do that work are chosen. And the response has been very great. You know, Navy cooks have always been proud of their work. But the gals are flooding the galleys and turning out a wonderful brand of chow.
And the men they replace go out to sea as cooks and bakers on ships of the fleet, right?
Correct. And our waves do a double job. Release a man for sea duty and handle a man-sized job on shore.
Well, thank you, Specialist Kane, for that cheerful chatter about Navy waves and Navy chow. Now here's Kate Smith again with a cheerful little ditty called Someday I'll Meet You Again.
Someday I'll meet you again. Tell me where, tell me when. Someday I'll meet you again, and I'm yours until then. Each night I'll wish on a star that you stay just as you are. You have my heart, but my heart wonders when we'll meet again.
This is Something for the Girls, presenting the Kate Smith program on behalf of the Waves of the Navy. Ladies, take a look at your watch. See the seconds ticking away. Each second means another second of danger for our fighting men overseas. More chance of something happening that will prevent them from coming home. It's in your power to give our fighting men a chance at the clock, a chance to make this war shorter. Joining the Waves will help bring the day of victory closer. That's why more than 60,000 American women are proud of the smart navy blue uniform they wear. Think of the clock. And if your time isn't being used to help this war end, drop in at your local Navy recruiting station for a talk. Or write them for a copy of the new booklet, The Story of You in Navy Blue. Right now. And right now, it's Kate Smith again with a song just for you. It's G.I. Jive.
Thank you.
the G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with a bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's the G.I. Jive. Rudely too, jump in your suit, make a salute. After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast in a beautiful little cafe they call a mess. Oh, oh, when you come a less, out of your seat, into the street, make with the feet. Ring! If you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, then the M-T makes you K-P on the Q-T. Oh, it's a G-I job, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called Fluid Drive. Or Jackson after you revive. You chuckle, you jump, right back in the trunk, and you fall on your bum. Clunk! KP on the QT. This is the G.I. Man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called Fluid Drive. Oh, Jackson, after you revive, you chuckle, you jump, right back in the trunk, you fall on your bum. Clunk! Soon you're counting jeeps, but before you count to five, say you're right back digging that jeep.
Well, it looks as if our time's just about up for this special Waves program. I've enjoyed singing in behalf of the Waves, and I hope you'll remember that the women in blue are helping keeping our country safe, just for you. And now, Ted?
Thank you very much, Kate. On behalf of myself, Jack Miller and the orchestra, and Ward Wilson, smooth sailing to all Waves.
You've been listening to Something for the Girls, starring Kate Smith, Ted Collins, Jack Miller and his orchestra, and specialist Isabel Kane. This is Ward Wilson signing off on behalf of the Women's Reserve of the United States Navy, reminding you to visit your local Navy recruiting office for information about the Waves, or write Waves, Washington, D.C. 25 for the free booklet, The Story of You in Navy Blue. Listen in for another star-studded program of Something for the Girls featuring your favorite entertainment personalities in salutes to the women in blue, America's first ladies who put their country above their comfort. And now a further word for you.